The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
King of kings and Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, we thank you this day, we thank you this morning, we thank you for this opportunity to be given life, O God, from you, life from above. We give you all the praise, O God, this morning. Beloved sons and daughters of God, power for today is coming your way. Power for today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Town, near Ebony Hotel. Power for today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast. Ile papa rakata kaba itale. I papa rakata kaba yakata kaba itale besekete kebara. We thank you, 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 we thank you. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Father, there is none, O God, that we can compare unto you. There is none, O God, absolutely there is none. Li papa rakata kaba itele boshokoro bazikere. Ile papa itele papa rapapa itale beshekete kebara. I papa rakata kaba itale beshe. I pepe iteke barakata kabaya. I prokoto rababa itakabaya. I peleke teke barokoto kaba italabasha. La baba leke teke barokoto kaba italebeshe. Li brokoto kaba rababa italebeshe. Li papa rakata kaba lokoto. Li papa rokoto kaba yakata kaba italebeshe keboraba. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for what the cross has done. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the power of the cross. We thank you for the blood. Ile papa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata kaba ya. Holy Spirit, take charge and lead us and guide us. Li papa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata kaba ya.
To life and godliness.
We thank you
for the blood of Jesus.
We praise thy name, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
We praise thy name, O Lord.
Oh, yes.
We praise
Hallelujah.
This morning, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, unto you be all the glory, the worship, the honor, and the adoration. We are grateful unto you for giving us the gift of life to live. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We celebrate you, Lord. Take charge of us, Holy Spirit. We enter the presence of the Lord by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We confess our sins and our weaknesses unto you, O Lord. Have mercy on us. Lead us into the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God. I welcome you this morning to Power for Today. Power for Today. Today is the 209th day of the year 2023. 209th day of the year 2023. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, and then our technician, Boja Worldwide, Pascal, and his team under the media team. This morning, we thank the Lord for yet another blessed day. Yes, we are sorry that we did not come on early. There are various reasons. Sometimes we delay. Yes, sometimes we just want the prayers to be played for some time. Sometimes we want to heat ourselves up. Other times too, it is because we couldn't wake up early yesterday. We had board meeting after about 10 p.m. and got home almost 12 midnight. And so prayed, and then so that we'll not wake up again. So we catch some few hours of sleep before we are here. So that is the responsibility that we have. But we thank God that at least we can still do something today. So once again, everyone that is online, you are most welcome. I just want to begin by saying this. In fact, our theme again is let the key of David open up and shut down. Let the key of David open up and shut down. A Christian should not live a prepared life. A Christian should not live a prepared life. What is prepared life? For instance, because we are so concerned about data, some of us don't open up to listen to the beginning songs and prayers that they play. Some are just waiting to hear my voice. Immediately, they will tell somebody that immediately pastor's voice begin for the day. Alert me. Don't be prepared. A child of God must be generous because our God is a generous God. When you are prepared, prepared spirit will follow you. When you are prepared, prepared spirit will follow you. Some immediately we are time, the time that we should end, they won't let 1 minute or 1 second pass because of data or whatever. Bam! They are off. You are prepared. Don't be prepared. Don't be prepared unless you are working. There is a work, there is something. You know, you see, this program is a school. Let me tell you, yesterday I received 3 calls. And they are not members of Deliverance Assemblies of God. In fact, somebody I received a call from a very far country, from Brazil. Another person from US, how this program is changing them and transforming them. So some of them will just want me to use it as a school to teach. And then we pray small. I say it's a prayer time. Yes. So this is where we need to really look. God is a generous God. Do you know how to have the spirit of abundance and generosity around you? Is by practicing it. That doesn't mean that you should waste. God hates waste. God hates waste. God hates just waste. Your time must be used purposefully. Your energy must be used purposefully. Your resources must be used purposefully. Don't just cook, overcook, and leave food there. And then the next day you throw it away. God hates it. When I went to Singapore, I saw one thing about Singaporeans. They hate waste. In Singapore, they don't have used things. They don't have used clothing. When I schooled there, they don't have used clothing. They don't have used cars. They don't have used things. Everything they recycle. They hate that you eat and leave some. What they will do to you, you don't know. So you fetch. One day I was asking a prepang, the lady who serves our room, a prepang, beautiful lady. We are 2 in the room. She comes to clean, and then I say, why is it that when we leave something, your face changes, you begin to say some language that we can't understand? Why is that you don't speak English? You know, Singapore are made by Chinese, Indonesians, those kind of people that have, they major occupied there. Then you say, God hates waste. God hates waste. God hates waste. 3 times, and I learned something. God hates waste. However, we must develop the spirit of generosity. The Bible says in John 10:10, the enemy comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it all more abundantly. The spirit of generosity comes with the spirit of multiplication. When Jesus, with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, could feed how many people? 5,000 men, excluding women and children. Elisha, in 2 Kings chapter 4, Elisha also performed the same miracle with 20 loaves of bread. Elisha in the Old Testament fed 100 people. The law of multiplication, the law of generosity and abundance had been working. So please, don't have that spirit of, yes, we should avoid waste. But be generous. Be generous. Yes, be generous. Be part of the program. I know that as I am speaking, some of you are driving. Yes. Some of you are washing down. Yes. Some of you are even at work. Yes. Some of you are lacing your shoes to go to the parade. Yes. That is Christianity. There is no time. Yesterday, I was watching something that happened in Manipur. Manipur. I think it's India area. when a Christian lady was being butchered just because she's a Christian. Butchered. Dr. Yasmin Tassin has a page that they send those things and this thing. And I tell you, tie her down and three people, somebody using stone hitting, somebody piercing her, another person hitting her with what we call it, what we used to dig the ground. She shouted only once, the rest no shout. I believe that that was when the angel carried her soul. And when I was watching those, I can't watch those things for some time now. But yesterday I was able to watch. And you know what I just heard? The angel was around to take her soul. Jesus said we shouldn't fear those who kill the flesh, but cannot cast the soul to hell. But we should fear he who after dying has power over the soul. Yes, at that time, even before they cast the first stone, the angel was around to just take the soul. So those people just help this lady to enter heaven. They just facilitated her entry into heaven. And because she has not denied Jesus before men, straight away, she's gone to heaven. Because Jesus said, those who deny me before men, I will also deny. Yes, some don't want to say they are Christians. You will also be denied. So please, let's be generous. Today, we are beginning with a testimony from our brother in Germany. Immediately, we finished the podcast on Wednesday. Our brother called, and the beginning was, Daddy, God has done it again. God has done it again. Amen. I gave you testimony about Brother Ochery, about the son. For 5 years now, it has been difficult, but just because he contributed towards the 60th birthday celebration, but everything has worked. He called and said, now the Lord has done it again. My wife has also been given entry. My wife has also passed everything. For 5 years now, I've been struggling. 2018, I came down. I want to live with my wife. Beloved, the key of David is working. The key of David is really working. So we are still praying. Let the key of David open up and shut down. Let the key of David open up and shut down. This thing I say about being generous. Look, learn to sacrifice a little. When you go to buy something, especially from a child of God, don't over bargain. Don't over bargain. You are stealing. And child of God, don't over increase. What is your profit? If the thing is being sold at, if the lease is 10 cedis and you have put 5 cedis on it, to a child of God, even to me, pastor or my wife, please don't dash. Anybody who comes to you and is buying things, don't dash it because I am your pastor or my wife or my child. That's the policy we practice. Don't, when we are coming to buy, don't dash us. We must pay for you to also make profit. If it is on your own, you decide one day to go and dash your pastor or dash your pastor's wife or this thing, or just donate or something, it's a different thing. But when you are selling and they ask you how much is it, if you want to sacrifice your profit, if you want to sacrifice your profit, then you can sell it at 10 cedis. It means you didn't make profit. Sacrifice. You sacrifice your profit. But if you want to make some profit, and the profit is 5 cedis, you can cut your profit to 2 and make it, sell it at 12 cedis, 50 pesos. 12 cedis, 50 pesos. You can cut your profit into 2 and make it 12 cedis, 50 pesos. 12 cedis, 50 pesos. I dreamt that a certain team has won, and a certain house or my team has won again, and that house is called All Time. All Time. All Time. Beloved, our house has won. Those of us online, your house has won. Amen. I say your house has won.
Amen.
And the house is All Time. They were in a bus. They've written it All Time and All Stop. All times to all stop. I am yet to. All. A-L-L. All. All. A-L-L. All time. Stroke. All stop. I am yet to. I just say this so that I will not forget the dream, because I woke up and I was forgetting it. But just now it came. So I need to say so that later when I ask the lady pastor, I mention a dream. Immediately I hear all. Then quickly it will come. That's how I do it. So please, we have won.
Amen.
I say we have won.
Amen.
Your house has won.
Hallelujah.
Your life has won.
Hallelujah.
The team you belong to has won.
Amen.
It has won.
Amen.
We have won.
Yes.
We have overcome. We have conquered. And blessed be the name of the Lord. So that is, how we should go about things, because God wants us to make profit but then sacrifice. Yes. Sacrifice. So you can sacrifice time, sacrifice your money, sacrifice your profit. That is how we sacrifice. So child of God, when you go to a child of God to buy something, a Christian, don't over bargain. After the person say the last is 10 cedis. If I reduce it, I am losing. Don't say, oh, but we are Christian. You are stealing. You are stealing them. You are a thief. A pastor did that thing when we went to Abosokai one day. In fact, the pastor is no more anyway. I was just standing watching. This boy, this is a key holder. How much is it? In fact, those days, long time. This boy, you can see that he has pushed this truck and he's tired. And this pastor say, oh, master, me so, minya bibi kakra, let me also get something small for this thing. Master, this thing, how much this, I just say, my brother, please, me, I don't bargain. When I go to market, I don't bargain. So, my wife doesn't send me to market. And when I go, the first place I enter, I don't want to go round. What? Tomatoes is tomatoes. Garden egg is garden egg. Eh? You go round. Anyway, I'm not saying that you should do like me. Women, they will comb the whole market. Yes, if there is a particular place you buy, it's different. I'm going to buy garden egg. I enter 1, 2, 3. I look. Is that not garden egg? I look at it, if it's beautiful for me. I buy. I go. Save my time. But even some men, I know one elder. The wife said, when he goes to market, you market women, you will see. Immediately they see, they start shouting. Huyemobro, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Because the way he will bargain, we should not steal. This man over bargain. Look, the boy said, oh dear. Then he added, me yourself. He's a thief. You are stealing. He took the thing. When we're going, I told you, my brother, my spirit is not fine. You stole the thing. You know that you stole the thing. He stood there and said, I said, you stole it. You stole it. Next time, I will not walk with you to market. I mean, how much is the profit? Please, lose something a little. Let somebody gain something from you. Lose something. Let God gain something from you. Let somebody gain something little from you. Lose something. In fact, when it comes to believers in Christ, the Bible talks about how we should deal with one another. Yes, let a believer, another child of God, I mean, gain something. But unbelievers, be strict. Be strict. Be strict. Be strict. In Micah chapter 2, verse 9, we are still engaging the key of David. We are still engaging the key of David. Micah chapter 2 verse 13. One who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them. The Lord at their head. And of course, Isaiah chapter 22 verse 22 talks about the key of David will be placed on the shoulder of Eliezer, the king. Eliezer, the king. The key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. What he shut, no one can open. You can find the key of David also in in Revelation chapter 3 from verse 7. Jesus described himself to John, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. In Micah chapter 2 verse 1, woe to those who plan iniquity to iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. At morning's light, they carry it out, because it is in their power to do it. What do they plan on their beds? They covet fields and seize them and houses and take them. They defraud a man of his home, a fellow man of his inheritance. You know, that is what they plan on their beds. Then in the morning, light, they carry it out, they execute it. This scripture should teach us the importance of day and night prayer. Day and night prayer. The Holy Spirit was teaching me yesterday, giving me more insight. The main activity of the night, it is in the night that plots and plans and strategies are devised. Witches meet in the night. Most of the occult group, they meet in the night, from midnight. So in the night that plans, devices, strategies, plots are made in the night. And then the daytime is for execution. The daytime is for what? Implementation. Sometimes spells are even cast into the day by night. So before you wake up into a spell. You wake up with anger. The first thing that happens after you wake up is that somebody annoys you. It has been cast in the night. So the importance of night prayer is that when you are praying in the night, you are frustrating, disorganizing, and breaking up their meeting. Yes, that's what night prayers do. Night prayers frustrate. Night prayers disorganizes. Night prayers, breaks up their gatherings and their meetings. Yes, there are some witches who also meet in the daytime. Yes. They meet in forests. They meet at secret places, at desert. Yes. But most of the evil and wicked activities are planned in the night. Yes, they take place in the night. Whilst we are asleep. Yes, Matthew chapter 13. Whilst men sleep. Matthew 13. An enemy went to sow seed. Matthew 13 from verse 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. 25. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" Verse 20, "An enemy did this," he replied. An enemy did this. So in the night is where things are sowed and planted. Yes, some executions also take place in the night. Yes, some executions also take place in the night. But in the daytime, the day prayers nullifies, negates, destroys, pull down what has taken place in the night. So the day that you couldn't wake up in the night to pray, please sleep. Night prayers are good. You can choose a day in a week to wake up in the night and pray, or 2 days in the week to wake up in the night and pray. I am a night prayer almost every day, but not every day. Not every day. No. Sometimes I am not able. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty at all. Rise up anytime you wake up, just pray and destroy and nullify anything that has been planted in the night by the enemy. Yes, I received an explanation yesterday on WhatsApp. So when does the day start? When is the day that we should pray? Biblically, the day starts at 6 p.m. when you read Genesis chapter 1, creation. And there was evening and there was what? Morning. So evening first and morning. Biblically, the day starts 6 p.m. A new day starts 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. is one day. Biblically, 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. is one day. But in the secular world, the day starts 12 midnight. 12 midnight. 12 midnight. That is when the day starts. So, the morning, 12 midnight is midnight. So actually, morning starts 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m., 8 a.m. These are mornings. Morning, secularly. Morning starts 2 a.m. It was 2 a.m. that the disciples slept in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus went there 12 midnight. By 12 midnight, he was praying. 2 a.m. You know, 2 a.m. is when some sleep really comes on you. You sleep as if you are falling inside a hole. You are going zoo deep. That is when armed robbers and thieves, that's when they steal. Yes, those days, I've seen it before when I was young. They will come at your window and blow some powder inside. You sleep deep. They come and carry you from your bed and put you on the floor. They dismantle the bed. They carry one of my uncles. It has happened to you about 3 times. He woke up on the floor and there was nothing in the room. There was nothing in the room. They will come and carry you. They do those things 2 a.m. That's when deep sleep comes. That was when Peter and Co slept 2 a.m. So morning start, that's when a particular wind, a cool wind will blow, especially in the hot season, not cold season now. Then the thing is telling you, sleep more, sleep more. So any 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m., these are morning. Secularly, these are morning. These are morning. So I've explained that. So you can pray any of this time. You can even pray 8 a.m. Like I said, sometimes when I am tired, I sleep 8 a.m. I pray. The day I pray 8 a.m., then it means I'll end the prayer at 12, my 4 hours, or 9, my 3 hours a day. I have to catch it. The day I pray 6 a.m., it means I'll end at 10 or 9. That is mine. So, don't feel guilty. The day that you are not able to wake up at night, because you need sleep, you need rest. Your body needs rest. Your body needs what? Rest. Don't be careful how you treat your body, because your body is the house. That houses the Spirit of God and you yourself. Your body is a tent, is a curtain. So this morning, we are engaging the key of David. We are praying words. By reviewing yesterday, we heard that words exist in 3 states in the spiritual realm. The words we pray are raw materials, they are seeds, and they are keys. The moment you release a word, you have given that word a responsibility. Words are real. Words are persons in the realms of the spirit. They assume, human form, not human actually. Let me use the word living, living things. Words are living things. In fact, in the spiritual realm, everything is life. In the spiritual realm, everything is life. In the spiritual realm, no, nothing is dead there. In the spiritual realm, everything is what? Life. Everything is life. And yesterday too, we got to know Wednesday that God has a limit. God has a limit in our lives. Don't think that God knows everything about you. He knows. He knows, but he pretends as if he doesn't know. He has given you responsibility to do what? To ask. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and you will find. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. But in Greek we have ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. I want to answer that sister who sent me a WhatsApp. I have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. I don't know whether she's online. I don't know what else to pray. This problem is always, I laughed. I've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. You haven't prayed. You haven't prayed. What are you praying? How are you praying? What is leading your prayer? Is it the Holy Spirit that is leading your prayer? Are you praying the word? Keep on praying. That's the answer. Keep on praying and what? Watch yourself. Check you who? Ashanti Poo say, check you who? Keep on praying and watch yourself. Prayer is not magic. Keep on praying. That's why they ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. The Greek language is present continuous. That's how the Greek language is. It is always present continuous. But the translators of the Bible, if they want to write every verse, ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. The Bible will be too big. So they just use present tense. Pray and keep on praying. Do this and keep on. That's the Greek language. So if they want to translate the Bible like that, the Bible, you can't carry it. It will be too big. So they say ask, seek, knock. So keep on, my sister. Keep on, oh, When it comes to that place, I've prayed, fatigue is coming, burnout is coming. I've overcome that stage. I don't say I've prayed about, no. Just enjoy the prayer and check yourself. Maybe God is teaching you something you are not learning. Maybe God is taking you through a process. Maybe God has his time. He has his time. His time hasn't come. When his time comes, all things will be beautiful. When his time comes, you will know that this is God's time. So keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on. Keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on. Keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on. Let your prayer be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Don't just jump and start praying anything. Do you know why we begin by song? We worship God to create an atmosphere to draw God. We use praises and worship to draw his presence. You know, I was reading Isaiah something from 63 to 66. That was what I read yesterday for my devotion. In one of the distinct, when the prophets were declaring, you who reign, you who sit on the throne, you who when you are telling God that, he wants to hear that, somebody telling him that. And the moment you draw the presence of God, look, the next is a history. God's presence is a package. God's presence, it comes with healing. It comes with deliverance. It comes with all manner of blessings. It comes with breakthrough. It comes with whatever. When God is present, no door can remain shut. No. No door can remain shut. No mountain can stand. They all flee. The Red Sea. Go and read Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8. Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8. Do you know what actually opened the Red Sea? The presence of God. The presence of God. Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8. When you finish, read it. You understand what opened the Red Sea. Why did the sea fled? Why did the sea flee? Why did the Jordan flee? Why did the mountain, move? They move at your presence. At your presence. And how do we draw the presence of God? Through praise. Through worship. Through telling God, elogizing him, lifting him, telling who he is. And sometimes by speaking in tongues. So that's how we draw the Spirit. So you do that and then the Holy Spirit will begin to inspire your prayer. And the moment words begin to come, pray those words. Pray. If it is tongue, speak. If it is just the language that you can understand and words are flowing, let them flow. Don't stop them. Let them flow and flow and flow and flow and flow and flow. Because that is what we call praying in the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit inspires your words or you are speaking in tongues, that's what it means. Pray in the Spirit. Either you are praying words that have been inspired by the Holy Spirit. They are just flowing, 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 flowing. Like most of the time when I sit here, I don't even look inside the book. After reading the scripture, when I begin to talk, what I've been written down, I don't see it. Things are just flowing. That is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So, we shouldn't set a limit for God. How do we set limit for God? You set a limit for God when you are somebody who disobeys God. You disobey him. You are setting a limit for him. You are telling him that this area of my life, don't enter there. Don't enter there. We should not set limits for God. Open up and allow him. But I want to say this again. Those who have the view that by God knows, he knows what I need. He knows what I need. Yes, what he knows you need. And he doesn't need you to tell him. Is the sun by day. So he didn't need you. So he created the sun for you. He created the moon and the stars by night. He knows that you need the earth to walk on. So he created the earth. He knows that you need air to breathe. He knows that you need the sea to blow air on the land. So he created the sea without you. He knows that you need fish. So he called the fish. Yes. He knows that you need meat. So he called the animals, the forest to be filled with animals. But the rest, he doesn't know whether you need it. He doesn't know whether you need it. He has given you a will. So you will tell him that, Lord, I feel this way. That was why Jesus took on human form. When you read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12 to 18, Hebrews 2, 12 to 18, why Jesus took on human form? So that he can understand us. That's why in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15b, the Bible said that he was tempted at every point. Every point he was tempted. Every point he was tempted. So that he feel what we feel. So that when you tell him that I am feeling like this, Lord, I am lonely. Lord, I feel sad. Lord, I feel this. Lord, so, so, and so. I am angry with you. Lord, I feel disappointed. But you tell him, oh, tell him. Then he will come and speak to you. And then I tell you, you begin to laugh. He will cause you to understand. Oh God, why did you, why has my car broke down here? And why did my car break down? Oh God, when you know that I should be there early, God knows that on the way, arm robbers are there. So God has just allowed your car, your tire to go flat. So that by the time you fix your tire, he has blown them away. So that you drive and pass freely. Child of God, let us learn to thank God in every circumstance, in every situation. Listen, why is so-and-so delay in my life? I have prayed and did everything. Look, there are some people, I can't tell them things. So I only put it in prayer. I'm telling you, there are things I can't tell them in the church. I look at them, delay, and they will continue to be delayed. Some of you, God wants you to change your residence. You are living in a family house. You are afraid to go and rent a room. God wants you to get out of that environment. You are not. Some of you, not that you should leave. No. Not that you should. But some. God has told me some. And I put it in preaching. I cannot come direct and tell you that this is what God is saying. So you see, you are disobeying an instruction or you are not hearing well. You are afraid of paying rent. Look, you don't know. That house is a captivity. That house in the realms of the spirit, a hedge has been built around that, a demonic hedge that no man can enter there and come and propose to you. No man can marry from that house. Come out. Come out, as the Bible says, come out. Do you know the reason why? Look, all great people, nobody has prospered in his hometown. Nobody has stayed in his hometown and prospered. They go out. Abraham, move out. Isaac, move out. Jacob, move out. They move. You go to a neutral ground that doesn't know you, that doesn't know your foundation to prosper. Yes, you move to a neutral ground to prosper and go back. And go back. Only town. As for nation, you can be in your nation. Yes. But all these things, we must still be led by the Spirit of God. We should not just move. Be led by the Spirit of God. Some of you, too, your delay is because God is dealing with some people. Some people should not be alive. God is taking time to deal with them. Like Jesus Christ and Moses. God told Moses in Exodus chapter 4, go back to Egypt because those who wanted to kill you are no more alive. Matthew chapter 2, the same. God, the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, take the baby and go back to Nazareth. because those who wanted to kill the baby are no longer alive. We want to pray now. We have learned a lot this morning. So those who are there thinking that the pastor should know about them, so they will not talk, they will not say anything, they will not share anything, keep things to yourself. A testimony. Oh, yes. I finished Brauchery's testimony. Yes. The wife has now passed everything. The wife has now been given status, citizenship to arrive. There is another testimony. One of our sisters, the most beautiful military officer in the church, a pastor came there and said, it is in my church that he finds the most beautiful military lady. Just traveled about almost 3 weeks to a month now. And the door just opened. The person got there. Within the week, the person has got residence. Within the week, the person has got green card. Green card. It's another testimony. Within the week, the person has gotten green card. Something that is taking people 30 years, 20 years to get. Beloved, sometimes you don't understand how God works. But please, don't compare. Don't say, God, why me? We are different. We are different. And our foundations are different. Our whatever is different. That's why you should really see God as an individual and ensure that you are right with God all the time. We want to pray now. Let's thank God for these teachings that he has taken us through. Just thank the Lord right now. Begin to bless the Lord for the insight. Begin to bless the Lord for revelation. Begin to bless the Lord. Just thank the Lord. Bless 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 the Lord.
We worship you. Bless your holy name, our Father in heaven. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father, for who you are to us, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. We uplift you, O God. We thank you. 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 We thank you.
We are grateful, Lord, for the ministration of your word. Thank you for the word of exhortation. Thank you for the word of encouragement. The way your word that teaches us, that shows us the way, that tells us that this is the way, walking in it. We thank you, our Father, for your word that has come. Your word that is the law. Your word that is the power. We thank you, Lord, for this word. Yes, Lord, we have learned a number of things. We say glory to your holy name. Father, for this powerful word, we have learned, yes, Lord, how to live our lives.
In Jesus' mighty name. Lord.
Amen.
There is this particular lady I've been talking to. The lady pastor. Everything indicates that she has to move from the family house to break that delay. But she's just very, very stubborn. And I was telling the lady pastor, see, this is the stubbornness the person is going to enter into marriage with. This stubbornness is her major problem. That's what God is dealing with. Otherwise, her marriage will not even work. Some people, when they make up their mind about something, they are so stubborn. Look, that is good. Oh. It is good when you have the knowledge of God. It is good when you know that this is what God has said to me. This is where he has planted me. This one, that one, be dead stubborn. Nothing can convince you. This way he has connected me. This way he has planted me. This is what he says I should do. In fact, that is what I don't have. And I need it. But I thank God I have somebody who has it. In fact, me, when I hear from God direct that this, Forget about that. I am dead stubborn. But when having heard well, that's where my problem is. So you see, but when it is stubbornness in negative, God is speaking. The message is coming. But it's like you are dead. You are delaying yourself. Because that thing, if you send it into marriage, if God should give you a man, the man will start regretting. And God doesn't want to give his son anything that will cause him to regret. He doesn't want to give the daughter any man that will cause the daughter to regret. So God will deal with that man first. God will deal with that woman first. That is why prayer is not magic. Prayer must change you. Prayer must transform you. Whilst we are praying, you should be changing something. You should be thinking. You should be changing the way you think, the way you live, the way you talk, the way you do things. That's how it works. Prayer is not magic. Prayer changes you. Prayer positions you for the answers to flow. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the key of David.
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 Let the key of David. Let the key of David. Open my way. Open my way. Clear my way. Clear my path. Let the key of David. Open my way. Clear my path. Let the key of David. Open my way. Clear my path. Let the key of David. Open my day. 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 Rakataka barakataka bayakataka bayak.
Open my day. Open my day.
Ipapa rakataka bayakataka bayakata.
Clear my path.
Ilipapa rakataka bayakataka bayak.
Open my day and clear my path. Let the key of David open my day and clear my path.
Is rather Egypt, not Nazareth. Yes. Thank you. Matthew chapter 2. God spoke to Joseph. Take the baby and go back to Egypt. Take the baby and go back. Is it Egypt? I know that Moses was Egypt. Okay. Take the baby and go back to Egypt. If Jesus is Egypt, well, let's take it like that. We'll check. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
let
Christ.
The key of David
let the key of
unlock
David.
My dream
unlock my dream
unlock my destiny
unlock my destiny
unlock my testimony
unlock my testimony
anything of mine
anything of
that
mine
that has been locked up
that has been locked up
let the key of
let
David
let the key of
unlock,
David
unlock
unlock
unlock unlock
unlock it
unlock unlock,
unlock.
Unlock, unlock, unlock.
Rakataka baya.
Lipapa rokoto kabaya kataka baya.
Lipapa leketeke barokoto kabaya.
Let the key of David unlock.
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 Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock.
Let
the key of David unlock me. Unlock me. Unlock me. Unlock me, unlock me.
Yes, anything Lord.
That anything is that has locked me up,
that has locked me up,
so that I am not known,
so that I am not
so
known,
that my ministry is not
so
known,
that my ministry
so that my
known,
skill is not known,
so that my skill is
so
not
that my
known,
talent is not
so
known,
so that my talent is not
so
known,
that what God has
so
put
that
in
what
me,
God has put in me,
is not known,
it's not known.
Let the key of David unlock me,
unlock
me. Unlock me. Pray like that. Unlock me.
Unlock me.
Let the key of David unlock me.
Let the key of David unlock me.
Let the key of David unlock me. Any area of my life. Any area of my life
that has been locked up
not to be fruitful. Let the key of David.
Any
area of my life that has been locked, not to be productive, not to be productive. Let the key of David unlock. 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 Unlock, unlock. Unlock, 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 unlock,
unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, unlock, so that those who matter will not know what God has put in me. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock.
Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock.
Let the key of David unlock.
The key of David unlock.
Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Let the key of David unlock. Any area of my life. Amen.
Chief executive. I was correct.
I am correct.
Joseph was asked to escape with the baby to Egypt.
Yes. And after that,
when they had gone, say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the key of David.
Let the key
unlock
of David.
My atmosphere.
Unlock my atmosphere.
Unlock my environment.
Unlock,
unlock, unlock. Let the key of David unlock my atmosphere. Unlock my environment for the blessing of the Lord to penetrate. For the blessing of the Lord to locate me. Let the key of David unlock, 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 unlock.
Let the key of David unlock my environment for the blessing of the Lord to locate me. For the blessing of the Lord to locate me. For the blessing of the Lord to locate me. For the blessing of the Lord to locate me. For the blessing of the Lord to locate me. Let the key of David unlock. 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 Unlock my environment. And cause me for the blessing of the Lord to locate me wherever I am.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Lord said, I should just remind you of this. Like the sister who said, I've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Please, listen. What makes us simple? When bishops and people come to me and they call me, I am bishops, I want to come and see you. When they come, they just want to ask me, how come that you have made it? How come you have built such a huge ministry, a church in this environment? I tell them, the things I tell them, they are just looking at me. They don't believe. I say, God said, stay here. Stay here. Preach this message. Pray these prayers. Don't do this. Don't do this. That is all. I am not great. I am not super. Obedience. Look, you need a spiritual covering. Look, you can have 1,000 guardians. Yes, you can have 1,000 guardians. But you need one spiritual father, one spiritual authority. Who is he? Who has God given you? God will give you a place to be. A message. What is it? Simple. People are just going around. People are living the way they like. And they want God to bless you. Today they are here. Another time they are there. Another time they are here. Another time. No principle. No order. Look, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Do you know that places that leaders wanted to take me to, they wanted me one time to take charge of Evangelical Assemblies of God. I said, no. I don't want it. One of the big ones, so they like, you want to stay in the gutter there? I say yes. Initially, I didn't like it. But when I went and prayed, God said, stay here and build me an army. And build me a palatial structure. Immediately, I heard that. I say, Lord, if this is where I will stay and die, I prefer it. It is the way. You see, what God has said to you, that is what keeps you. God's word, God's direction to you comes with special grace and favor. And everything over there, his protection is there. When you move to another place, you are out of his covering. You are out of his covering. People are just moving. I've changed my residence. The church is now too far. Have you asked God? Have you asked God? Sometimes God wants you to sacrifice. When you are around, you don't know what it is. Now he has taken you far. Now pay 3 times and then sacrifice. Now you understand what sacrifice means and what others are sacrificing. We want to continue the prayer. Say, let the key of David.
Let the key of David
unlock the storehouse of heaven. The storehouse of prosperity. The storehouse of good health. The storehouse of breakthroughs. The storehouse of opportunities. Let the key of David unlock for me. Unlock for me. Unlock for me. God's storehouse. Heavenly storehouse. Let the key of David unlock, 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 unlock. The storehouse to revelation. The storehouse to ideas. The storehouse to prosperity, the storehouse to favor, the storehouse to grace, the storehouse to goodness and mercy, the storehouse
the storehouse
to good health. Let the key of David unlock, unlock, unlock the storehouse, unlock, 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 unlock,
of favor,
unlock, yes, unlock, unlock for me, God's storehouse. Unlock for me, God's storehouse. Unlock for me, God's storehouse. God's storehouse of testimony. God's storehouse of laughter. God's storehouse of fulfillment. Of fulfillment. God's house of breakthrough. Of opportunities. God's storehouse of recognition. God's storehouse of God. God's storehouse of open doors. The Papa Rakata. Let the key of David open for me. Let the key of David unlock God's storehouse of wisdom. God's storehouse of wisdom. God's storehouse of understanding. God's storehouse of revelation. God's, oh my God, it is working. It is working. Oh, God is very, very glad the way we are praying.
Let the key of David unlock.
God's storehouse of love. God's storehouse of love. God's storehouse of faith. God's storehouse of faith. God's storehouse of peace. God's storehouse of peace. God's storehouse of joy. God's storehouse of joy. God's storehouse of fulfillment. God's storehouse of stability. The Papa Rakata, stability in life. The Papa Rakata Kabaya. Timeliness. Let the key of David
Let the key of David open in for Jesus' me, mighty name. Unlock for me God's storehouse. Amen.
This one, I don't know whether I should read this prayer point. Not everything I want to teach you, but I will raise it. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
To the let mighty the key name of David. Jesus Christ. Let the
unlock
key of David
people's unlock hearts. People's hearts. People who matter. Unlock the heart of my husband. Unlock the heart of my wife. Unlock the heart of my family members. Unlock the heart of my boss. Unlock the heart of my boss. Unlock the heart of my boss. Unlock the heart of my colleagues.
Unlock
the heart of those who matter. Yes, those who can help me. Let the key of David unlock them. Unlock them. Unlock them for me. Unlock them. 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 Unlock them, 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 unlock, 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 unlock. Yes,
open up, open up their hearts,
open up their minds, open up their minds,
unlock their hearts,
unlock them for me, 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 my business partners, my financiers, my sponsors, let the key of David. Unlock them, unlock them, unlock them, unlock them, unlock their minds, unlock their minds, unlock their minds, unlock their hearts, unlock their hearts, unlock contract, unlock contract, unlock contract, unlock contract, unlock ideas, unlock job opportunities, job opportunities, job opportunities, job opportunities, unlock, 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 unlock,
unlock, of job opportunities,
in Jesus' mighty name. Say with the key of David. I secure my marriage, my husband, my wife, my children, my family, my destiny, my testimony, my prophetic word, my home, my position. Let's pray together. With the key of David, I secure my destiny. I secure my hope. I secure my family. With the key of David, I secure my destiny. I secure my hope. I secure my destiny. I secure my hope. I secure my destiny. 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 I secure my destiny I secure my tomorrow with the key of David. I secure my breakthroughs. I secure my open doors. I secure my opportunities with the key of David. I secure my partners. I secure my job. I secure my career. I secure my seat. I secure my business. I secure my investment. With the key of David, I secure, I secure, I secure, I secure, I secure, I secure, I secure every member of my family. With the key of David, I secure, I secure, I secure, I secure them against all manner of evil, against the wickedness in the system. I secure my job. I secure my job. I secure my job. I secure my job. I secure my job in this nation, in this city, in this town. I secure. I secure my secure in this village. I secure. I secure. I secure. I secure. I secure. I secure. I secure.
I secure. I secure.
With the key of David, I secure.
With the key of David, I secure.
I secure. I secure this weekend. We thank the Lord for how far He has brought us. Enjoy a blessed weekend. Let the key of David unlock your weekend and secure your weekend. Let your weekend be a weekend of testimonies. Remember also, the month is ending. Don't forget your tithe. The Holy Spirit just said, remind them. I don't know why. This has never happened. Don't forget your tithe. Don't forget your tithe. Send it immediately. Not when I say immediately, I mean, be alert. Don't postpone it. Be alert to it. Be alert to it. Starting our 100-day prayer festival. With the month of August, it is going to be with fasting. Month of August with fasting. When you are 60 years and above, break at 3 o'clock. But the youth, push it to 6 p.m. And depending upon the work you are doing, yes. And if you are on any medication, please take the medication and still pray. Take the medication and still pray. We are starting the fasting next Tuesday. But Monday next week is our crossover. This weekend, may the Lord give you an extra mile blessing. An extra mile blessing.
Amen.
This weekend, you should hear a news that will cause you to sing a song.
Amen.
That will never end.
Amen.
This weekend, there should be a testimony that you have never celebrated before.
Amen.
I bless you, and I usher you with the key of David into another realm. I usher you with the key of David into a victorious realm. I usher you with the key of David into a realm of no struggles, no battles. I usher you into the realm with the key of David, into the realms of deep fulfillment. A fulfillment where you will sigh, you will heave a sigh. And celebrate.
Amen.
You will receive news of rejoicing.
Amen.
News that will make you roll on the floor.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, I declare it done and blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God willing, Monday and next week, we continue with the power for today. Shalom, 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 peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.